One of the things I teach when I teach our success principles and when I'm running any sort of program is around our ability to take feedback. So let's talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Didn't do a podcast on Wednesday. I did get knocked down with a spicy flu for a week, so I was 7 days out of the building, and it happened on fairly short notice, i.e. I was notified one morning I'd been in close contact, and so then, of course, couldn't come back into our office and get access to the podcasting gear. So I didn't do a podcast, but truthfully, it did kind of hit me a little bit. I was a little bit flu-y and probably didn't really feel like doing a podcast anyway, to be fair. But I'm back, and now we're back into the normal motion of things. Now, this ability for us to take feedback is something I wanted to talk about today, and it's not something that typically we're very good at. I know certainly in the past, and as a young man, it was something that I was terrible at. And I think the reason I hated taking feedback is that my experience of taking feedback as a younger man, as a teenager, etc., sort of in the home environment, was quite negative. There was never anything very constructive about the feedback. It was always an attack on what I wasn't good at. And I guess you can have a hangover from that until you're old enough to start, or mature enough to start to process and understand the way you do things. And that's kind of my point today. Your ability to take feedback is going to ultimately define how much you're able to achieve in the world. Why? Because feedback comes with, generally, it comes with some good knowledge of ways you could be doing things differently or doing things better. And I've had the experience, and I had the experience even just literally today, where I was giving some feedback to a friend, someone that's fairly close to me, someone that I respect immensely. But what I've noticed is whenever I give her feedback, she views it as an attack. She never, ever takes it as you giving her something constructive. So the only way you can give her feedback that she likes is if she likes the feedback in the first place. And so then you've kind of got to walk on eggshells, which means realistically, as a mentor or coach, I know my job's kind of done, that I'm not able to provide feedback to you any further because I can only provide feedback that you like. And if I'm only providing feedback that you like, it might not necessarily be the true, honest feedback that I have for you. And when I have to start to consider that and start to temper the way I might give feedback in case it offends, then my job, my role, the place I can play as a mentor is pretty much cooked. There's nothing much else that I can do for you, and it's about understanding that. But for you, if you're someone that finds that you get challenged by people's feedback, I would ask yourself why. It's either you don't respect the person giving it. This could be the case. She might not have that level of respect for me anymore. I don't know. Or it could just be that you're not someone that's good at taking feedback because you view it as a personal attack. What if you viewed it as, hey, this is my opportunity to improve and grow and to be better? What if there is value in this feedback? What if what the person is saying to me, even someone you don't like, what if the value in what they're saying to me is true? Maybe something that they're saying is true. Let's just try that on. Even though I might not believe it to be so, let me try it on and see if there's value in it. If I do feel like I'm just being attacked, hey, bring it up and have that conversation. But again, not all feedback is equal, but your ability to take feedback is ultimately going to define what you achieve. And in 2022, I think that's something that we could really all focus on, taking feedback for what it's intended, finding the good in it, do something different with it, and then move on.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.